DialTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
WrestleMania, I saw The Undertaker get beat by Roman Reigns. And after the match, The Undertaker folded his jacket, took off his gloves and his hat, and laid them nice and neat right in the middle of the ring. I watched him walk up the aisle, and halfway up, he threw his fist up as if he were riding off into the sunset. Truthfully, I think that he probably should have done that when Brock Lesnar ended his streak, but whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, and it was a beautiful, powerful moment. And The Undertaker ruined it. He ruined it when he came back to the WWE. What was it, Taker? Was it your ego? What was it, the spotlight? Whatever it is, it's going to cost you, because I want you at WrestleMania. Hey. 15, 10 years ago, I'd maybe have been a little bit hesitant about calling The Undertaker out. But the truth is, I don't see this mythical monster anymore. I don't see this phenom anymore. What I do see is a broken down old man named Mark Calloway. Undertaker should have retired 10 years ago when he was in his prime. I don't know what keeps him coming back, but I've got a pretty good idea. It's his wife. It's Michelle. It's Michelle McCool. Hey, Michelle, I hope you're watching at home, because I'm about to let the cat out of the bag here. Michelle McCool and The Undertaker are married, if you didn't know. Hey, and she plays him like a fiddle. Anything and everything she wants, she gets, despite her husband walking down the aisle, getting in this ring, and getting hurt every time he steps in it now. Hey, they got a beautiful, beautiful family. Everything's great. She's just the most conniving person I have ever met in my entire life. You can boo all you want. The truth is the truth. So, hey, how about this? How about I give The Undertaker a little advice? I'm a good guy. Undertaker, your wife is going to run you into the ground. And I'm going to help her. I'm going to make sure you die in that ring at WrestleMania. How about this? Let me rephrase it. I am going to take The Undertaker's soul at WrestleMania. I'm going to do exactly what his wife wants me to do. It's pretty simple. I'm challenging The Undertaker to a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. I mean, come on, Taker. What do you got to lose? You've already lost your dignity, your pride, your mystique. Like I said, you're just a broken down old man. Oh, boo all you want, cheer all you want, yell for The Undertaker all you want. Here's the truth. Taker, I hope you're listening. These people, they don't give a damn about you. So accept my challenge, Taker, and fight me at WrestleMania, and I promise you, I will literally put the nail in your coffin.
Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward. I'm just going to go with that hard talk.
Holy crap. This was fire. Okay. I'm just going to say it. This was absolutely fire. This was incredible. There is so much to unpack, and all I can say is I hope to God The Undertaker talked to his wife before they did this. I'm certain he did. I'm positive he did. You don't let a man go on TV and call your wife essentially a gold digger and not tell her that's going to happen. Like, right? Right? Uh-huh. Like, I hope to God he called her.
Michelle.
Or she's there.
Michelle, turn off Twitter.
Michelle, don't go on Twitter. Don't go on Twitter, sweetheart. Just don't do it. Like, oh my God, I just don't do it right now. Although I don't think it's that bad, but
it
still.
Hasn't been that bad yet.
Yet. But just stay off Twitter for like a week. Or go in your verified tab for like a week.
Yeah.
I mean, just, I don't think he goes American Badass. I think he's just going to try and kill AJ. This was, I don't think anybody's snatched The Undertaker bald in a long damn time. And this was the thing. This happened. AJ put some tea out. I can't disagree with a lot of you said. Not the gold digger stuff. Not that. But like the whole, why does Taker keep coming back? Is it ego? Is it money? Is it pride? Is it whatever? Because like people keep asking Taker, when is he going to retire? You know, he doesn't want to hang on too long, but he keeps hanging on. So what's the deal? I mean, I feel like AJ didn't call Taker out for anything that isn't already out there in the universe. And honestly, Taker opened the door, right?
Taker did
the Stone Cold interview.
Mark Calloway did it. Mark Calloway did.
Mark Calloway went on Stone Cold's show and did an interview, and they talked all about his career and opened that door, and he's on the social medias defending his wife on Twitter. I knew there was something to that tweet.
Now we know.
Now we know. And now it's canon. They're married, which
cool.
Will be interesting. Which is cool. Which is completely cool. There's nothing wrong with that. They're just, it's like, okay, so is she coming with him? Because I almost kind of want to see her fight him versus him fighting him. Because I feel like Michelle needs to come defend her honor.
Brent, corner. Just go to corner. That was awful. That was Tim bad. That was Tim bad.
That's not even a dad joke, dude.
That was just Tim. Yeah, it was just awful. The fact that they threw out the name Mark Calloway on television was a little surprising, but it drove the point home. It drove that The Undertaker is human, which was what they were going for, and how he's not this phenom. He is just a regular human being like all of us. The mystique is gone. Now the man has to show up and kick some ass.
Basically. I mean, it's not, AJ isn't necessarily challenging The Undertaker. He is challenging Mark Calloway to a fight to prove him wrong. Prove that he's not a broken down old man. Although, you know, every time we see Taker, he gets a little bit less, you know, the shine comes off a little bit more, but we all still love him. And we all still excuse it because it's Taker, right? He shows up and he does this, and he does it either for us or for himself or for whoever.
Apparently Michelle.
Apparently Michelle, according to AJ. And, you know, we get to see him one more time because we all love him. And at this point, he's our Uncle Taker or whatever you want to call him. And he's been around for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Like, there are people that are alive that weren't born when he was wrestling. There are people he's been wrestling. Like, think about that. Think how long he's been in WWE. So it's kind of like, okay, all right. But this was
good. Really,
this
really
so good. This was terrible in the sense that it's like, oh my God, they went there. They actually went there.
They did.
But this was so good. This was so, so good. And there was no response. Tonight from The Undertaker. Next week, y'all, he's coming to a contract signing. He's probably bringing the wife. Maybe. Let's see. But I just have this really strong sense AJ's going to die. Unless AJ beats The Undertaker and retires him?
I don't know if he retires him. I don't think AJ is the one to put out Taker. We say this every time Taker has a match.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's that time of year, folks. It's time to speculate. Is this it? Is this the last match? But this is something that supposedly Taker wanted. He asked for this match with AJ. He is clearly on board with it based on what happened tonight. He flew all the way to Saudi Arabia to beat the crap out of AJ and leave, along with showing up at Elimination Chamber last night. So this is important to him, and he keeps saying, I want to write my own story, I want to write my own finish. Realistically, he's what, 50, 53, 54?
54. Going to be 55 in
March.
Two weeks.
2 weeks. He's 55. He's essentially 55. Realistically, even at once a year, how much longer can he keep training and doing what he's doing? How much more is he going to do? I know we ask this question every year, but every year it's like he gets older. And like I said, that shine comes off and he just gets a little bit less than who he was. And it's like, could this really be it? Because he's tried to walk away now like two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Like he admitted that at 30, I think he said at like end of an era, he was done. And then they convinced him to come back. And then I think at 30, he was done, and they convinced him to come back. And then the whole Roman thing happened, and he was done, and one more time, they convinced him to come back. And you know the travel wears on him every time, you know training wears on him, but he's not doing it all the time. But you have to wonder, could AJ throw it in there? I'll wrestle you, but I've changed my mind, I've wrestled you on one condition, if I beat you, that's it, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And they Ric Flair him.
They could. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. But, I mean, it's like, this is, I don't know if The Fiend should retire him, Ash. Hey, by the way.
That's LeMans.
Or, I'm sorry, LeMans. I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. Hey, Ash. Cut that all up. So, anyway, I don't know if The Fiend should retire him, but I feel like if he's going to do one more, it should be against The Fiend, but I don't know if he wants to. But also, at the same time, I don't want the Goldberg scenario between The Undertaker and The Fiend, where it's basically chokeslam, tombstone, 1-2-3, Taker wins. Mm-hmm. But the flip side to that would be that the Fiend just destroys the Undertaker, but I don't feel like you need to have him do that. But if the Fiend is going back to the beginning with John Cena at WrestleMania, then it stands to reason that at some point Taker could show up on that list. And you could have just Taker show up and take the beating from the Fiend later, and that's it. I mean, or it just never happens. And we all just completely forget that time that Bray Wyatt feuded with himself and called out the Undertaker and lost to him at WrestleMania. But yeah, this sold it. I mean, getting back to the topic at hand, this absolutely sold it. I feel like you could do nothing else with this match, and it's fine. Except maybe have Taker try to defend Michelle's honor.
We'll have to see. Other things happen on the show, because we have plenty of time before then and now to talk about the future of the Undertaker. Becky Lynch opened up Monday Night Raw. And did she drop some stuff, too?
She had some tea to spill.
She dropped some tea. We saw what happened at Elimination Chamber. She said, I will take the Raw Women's Championship. Talked about Shayna Baszler. Talked about she'll take the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. And there's not a damn thing you can do about it, bitch. Talked about Lynch put over Baszler's accolades, and she's a cage fighter, but she's also a world-class scumbag. Lynch said she might be a bitch, but she's the bitch who runs the division. Lynch said she used to recognize Baszler as a constipated robot from NXT. She talked about how Baszler refused to shake her hand last year at WrestleMania after she took the title from her friend, Ronda Rousey. Lynch said Baszler has been hiding in the shadows looking to rewrite history. Lynch said it'll be heart versus skill and the man versus the queen of spades. Lynch said she believes that Baszler is underestimating her and I'm going to smash your face in for it. Good opening promo.
Great opening promo. Fantastic setup for it.
It was a very fantastic setup.
I don't know how to summarize that. I'm just still kind of in shock about this whole show.
So, there you go on that one. We had some matches on the show. Rey Mysterio beat Angel Garza.
Can I just ask what year it is, by the way, for this show?
We've been asking that a lot in the last few months, what year it is. It's like between 2010 to 2007, 2011, because that's been sort of the key.
I mean, realistically, and I'm not trying to take shots, I'm just saying, in one night on Raw, we had Randy Orton and Edge and Rey Mysterio and AJ Styles called out The Undertaker. What year is it? I need to know.
It's a year where Bobby Lashley beat Zack Ryder. He fits into that same time period as well, does Bobby Lashley?
He does. And Brock Lesnar's hanging around, so, you know, the outlier.
Drew McIntyre beat Eric Rowan.
Drew McIntyre as well, which, by the way, speaking of those two and the rest of the group, if you haven't watched the FCW documentary on the network, I would highly recommend it. It's very, very good. And it has a lot of your favorite baby wrestlers. Needed more Bray Wyatt.
By the way, poor Spider.
Poor Spider! They killed Luke.
I know last week we called it Steve. It's now Luke, or was Luke.
In retrospect, I realized that the spider should probably be named Luke, so that way Eric can carry Luke wherever he goes. but he can't anymore because he got squished.
He did get squished.
Unless the spider is resilient.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see, but I feel like the spider getting squished is a metaphor for Eric Rowan's career.
Possibly.
Maybe. I hope not.
He's been having he had a really good push, and then it's kind of stalled out heading into WrestleMania.
Well, I mean, they killed his spider.
They did.
They showed the spider, and then they killed the spider, and it was a cool spider. Like, what's wrong with it? So it's mean, and it bites people.
So what?
It's probably angry, or hungry, or both.
The Kabuki Warriors came to the ring, and they were just yelling.
It was a thing. It was amazing. It happened.
They took on Liv Morgan and Natalya. Both Ruby Riott and Sarah Logan came ringside. Liv jumped down on both of them. The Kabuki Warriors got the win over Natty as the result.
Yeah, poor Natty. She's like in there wrestling a 2-on-1 and Liv is just out here attacking Sarah and Ruby. But I did have a slight problem with this. She did sell it a little bit, but based on what happened to Liv Morgan last night, I feel like she should not have been wrestling. The same thing for Natty. Like, Natty straight up took a knee to the face.
Yeah, she did.
I know you can be fine out after that, but it's like I have general concerns about her being out there after taking the knee to the face.
There was a cool video package with Paul Heyman and Drew McIntyre both cutting little promos. Really cool. Good setup for WrestleMania. Seth Rollins took on Aleister Black. Earlier in the evening, Seth Rollins and his crew took out Kevin Owens, and they also knocked on Aleister Black's door.
Yowie wowie!
Thanks for the follow, Wells Michael 48.
Thank you.
So they knocked on the door, and Seth was trying to recruit him, but instead it turned into a match. That match ended in disqualification, and then led to an 8-man tag, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, the Street Profits, and the Viking Raiders, who made the save, taking on the AOP, Seth Rollins, and his buddy, Murphy.
I see what you did there. Well done.
Good main event, which saw Seth Rollins and crew get the W over the Street Profits and the Viking Raiders. Kevin Owens would show up after the match. He'd lay out a bunch of people with stunners, but then he ended up eating 2 stomps from Seth Rollins.
So, we gotta talk about it, because it's a thing. If you don't get the popcorn reference, Kevin Owens showed up last night at Elimination Chamber eating popcorn, and so Seth Rollins returned the favor by eating popcorn after they beat up Kevin Owens, and then during the match tonight. And all I can say is I hope to God he washed that glove, because I don't want to know where it's been. I have some really good theories as to where it's been. So I hope he washed it. I hope it was clean, because he was popping popcorn in his mouth with his gloved hand. He couldn't hold it, the popcorn, in his gloved hand and eat it with his free hand. Oh no. No, no. He had to do it with the gloved hand. So leads me to believe that he washed it, but I don't know. I was just like, with everything that's flying around right now, do you really want to risk that? Like, do you really? I mean, just a thought, but okay. I hope it was clean.
Charlotte Flair came to the ring. She talked about how it's been 5 years since she last been the NXT World Champion. She brought up the video from NXT and what they showed on Raw of Rhea Ripley at the Tampa Stadium. Said the package was inspiring, and she said Ripley is not her and will never be her. There is only one Charlotte Flair. Flair told Ripley to enjoy being the next big thing because it will last. She said she wants to teach Ripley a lesson. It's one thing to stand in every stadium and talk about your dreams, but another to stand in a stadium with 90,000 people and be humbled by the queen. Rhea Ripley came out. She started to talk. She got cut off. This is not NXT. She said, Charlotte, it's Monday Night Raw, and it's her kingdom, so you are excused. And then Ripley dropped Charlotte with a punch. Okay, good segment. He got the point across.
Very good segment. Very good promo.
But the dress Charlotte was wearing was not the appropriate attire to take a bump in. It made the punch and the bump look awkward because she's trying not to show all of her bits and pieces when taking the bump.
I mean, I appreciate she probably had a date after she was done. She wanted to look nice. So, you know, she twofered it where it's like, hey, I'm just going to go take care of this really quick, and then we can go have dinner, whatever, it's fine. I'm with Rock. I don't think the dress was entirely appropriate for what she did, and honestly, this is not her fault. This is so not her fault. It's the dress. But when she walked out and they did the wide shot, it honestly looked like she had forgotten her pants. Because she's walking out in a leather jacket and this short dress, and her legs are so long that the dress hits her, like, right mid-thigh. So it's super short. And then she's got these boot things on, and it's like she just looks like she forgot her pants.
Yeah.
Or leggings, or whatever she was supposed to wear. So that's not her fault. It's just, I don't think it was the best fashion choice for what she was doing, but it was a choice. She liked it. I respect it. But it was just, yeah, was not my favorite look for her. Also, when Rhea came out, why did Charlotte look like she was waiting for her mom at the principal's office? Like, she's just standing there with her head bowed, hands clasped, and, you know, eyes closed. Like, you look like you're waiting for, like, a good shellacking from your mother or something.
I can see that.
I mean, it was just a very awkward stance for her. I don't know. Like, I guess she was trying to be dignified or whatever, or queen-like, but it's like, why are you standing like that? Glare her down.
So, MVP was randomly in the ring. He talks about he's transitioning from in-ring competitor to absolute brainiac. He's here to build a stable and needs a solid foundation. He wants to build a stable around a guy like Edge, you know, a guy who's been seriously injured and retired for 9 years. We're going to build a stable around it. He said him and Edge go way back. MVP said Edge has a problem with focus, but he could lead him back to the promised land we once held if he listens to him. Edge arrives via his SUV. He storms to the ring. He's looking for grabs the microphone, goes, where is he? Where's Randy Orton? He told Orton to grow a set and get out here. MVP told him, you're focusing on the wrong thing and you're embarrassing yourself. Speaking of the wrong thing, how's your wife? Spear. Then out of nowhere, Randy Orton attacked Edge. They brawled, and then RKO out of nowhere by Edge. Edge then grabbed the chair, was going for a concerto. Orton got out of the ring, but MVP was still there, who took an RKO on the chair after being choked out by the standing triangle, and then he gave him not one, but two concertos. And he yelled, this is you, Randy.
Effective. Very effective. I like how they kept them apart.
They were together, but they weren't. But they interacted a little, but there was no real big promo. There was no nothing. It was just, all right, Edge is back. We're going to get the match, probably. It was effective. It worked.
So. I liked it. I mean, it's just another way to continue to heat this up. So I think it's entirely appropriate and good, and I can't wait to see more.
The build has been great. The Randy Edge build has been fantastic the whole entire time. So that you don't want to peak yet. You don't want to peak. You got three more Raws. You can't peak yet. Gotta keep everything boiling over, and they're doing it right. But the big story again of this night, AJ Styles called out The Undertaker for a match at WrestleMania. Be interesting to see Taker's response next week.
Yeah. Side note, Taker couldn't come out because Randy Orton had his smoke machine the entire night. So that's why he couldn't come out. that's what we're going off of.
The theories we have.
Theories, because you're sitting there. And they put AJ on at like 9:30. Yes, we're going back to it. They put AJ on at 9:30. And it's like Eastern. And it's like, okay, is something going to happen? And then AJ drops this bomb of a promo, right? And you're just sitting there and you're like, where's the gong? Where's the gong?
You waited for
Where
it.
Where is it?
You waited for it. It's like, oh.
Is it coming? Because I feel like that should not be overlooked or excused or whatever you want to call it. I feel like that kind of demands an immediate reaction from The Undertaker. And by immediate, I mean he just teleports to the ring. There is no gong and grand entrance. He just shows up with murder in his eyes. Because, like, again, AJ just, like, snatched Taker and his wife bald on national television.
He did. So we'll have to wait for Undertaker's response in 2 days on the Twitters, because it takes him a couple of days.
Hold on.
I just looked at Michelle's Twitter. She didn't do anything.
I'm not checking hers.
Oh, you're checking the Undertaker social?
Let's see.
I don't think he tweeted anything. She's checking his Twitter.
I'm checking his Twitter. No, there is no tweets on the Twitter machines. Is there anything on the Insta? Because he does like the Insta. No.
No Insta. So we're going to have to wait a couple days before he responds on the social media. But he'll be on Raw next week. Speaking of being on Raw next week, it's Stone Cold Day, or 316 Day, with Stone Cold Steve Austin on Monday Night Raw. So we'll talk all about that. We'll talk about the contract signing between The Undertaker and AJ Styles. So much more next week on the Raw Post Show. Yes, there's stuff to look forward to as we're 27 days away from the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. But this will be the Raw Post Show live right here on the Raw Talk Radio Network. Check out all the Rack Extra reviews, Ms. and Mrs. They're all available right now for the first half of the season 2 at RackRadioShow.com. Coming soon. I think that's the long stretch across the desk. Coming soon to the Rack Extra reviews. WWE Beyond Extreme from DK Publishing. A brand new review coming soon to the Rack Extra Reviews. The Rack will be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk all things Elimination Chamber, NXT, and so much more. It's back Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Maybe we'll talk more Taker. Who knows? It's kind of a thing.
we'll probably talk more Taker. We'll keep an eye on the social medias, and we'll let you know if we see anything out there, there's a response, because I mean she could pop on the Instagram and do a thing, but I just really hope to God she okayed everything that happened tonight, because he is going to be in a crap ton of trouble if she didn't. That's all I'm really going to say about that, because the second AJ started in, it's like, oh boy. Oh, we going there. We so going there with this. All right. Okay. Here we go, y'all.
It's Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media and podcasting platforms. Go ahead, what?
was just going to plug my stuff.
I was going to let you do it after I did that. Go, plug your stuff.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD. I stream on Twitch occasionally. Twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. Check that out. I'm trying to stream every Sunday where I run creative maps and just general shenanigans. So if you would like to watch, if you'd like to come hang out, feel free to go over to my Twitch channel and give it a follow because I'd really greatly appreciate it.
Make sure you have notifications turned on this week.
Yeah. By the way, the new PC is coming tomorrow. I will be doing a test stream outside of Sunday at some point this week, probably tomorrow after work, depending on what time the PC shows up.
We'll probably do one tomorrow night, so just be aware. We'll probably do one tomorrow night. So just stay close.
Yeah.
Saturday night, midnight, this is CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. It's a day on Saturday. It's an easy day to know, which should then clarify what the Greater Than Great Debate is. Think about it. It's easy. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio returns. They're doing the all-time greatest in the Greater Than Great Debate format. 64 names, one winner. Who is the greatest WrestleMania performer of all time? Still talk about it on the all-time greatest. The entire show is dedicated to that this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Follow and subscribe twitch.tv/WTLive. Amazon Prime link is your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button above the screen. Pi Day. Huh, it's Pi Day on Saturday? Pi.
Yeah.
Day.
Yeah, Pi Day is Saturday.
Pi Day.
Because 316 Day is Monday.
Yeah, I know this. I'm dropping subtle hints. Use creator code ROCKETSOCK at the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad. Hashtag gimmick partner. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter or Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night for the round again right here on the Raw Post Show, which is presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, alone it was Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.